Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here with us today. And my good friend Audrey Light Language is back with us. Yay, awesome. I'm so glad. And today we're going to be talking about something slightly different than what we talked about last time. You know, slightly similar, but slightly different. So we're going to talk about what is real and the importance of oneself declaring and defining themselves as they tend to their true treasure, their essence of their soul. So we're going to get Audrey to explain that. But this is really about, you know, what is real for you and the importance of us declaring that number, that we are source, right? And defining ourselves as source. And how then do we take care of this treasure that we are, right? So that's my interpretation of that.
Yes, yes, exactly, exactly. You know, because a lot of times people, you're so immersed in physicality and you love, you know, the ancients, right? Truths mm-hmm. and the studies, you know, yeah. That beingness point, they knew, right? That in physicality, but their essence of their soul, right? Their consciousness, their spirit, their soul is their true beingness, right? That we are zipped into the different embodiments, experiences mm-hmm. to be had, than just sit in a void of nothingness, you know, together, dreaming dreams. Exactly. This beautiful gift of being able to have this devised of this experience, you know, to walk through, to taste and touch, smell, feel one's creations, you know, is a beautiful thing. But when we've been doing it for so long and then getting stuck in the looping and the forgetfulness, the mind wipe, that because it's been so many eons and turning of the cycles, that people have moved away to even realize, right? Yeah. That is really what you are. They think this and their stories and all of this is what they are. This is a reality that was painted for them, you know? So time to get out of the painted picture that holds them and distracts them, manipulates them, for them to have a wider understanding expanse, right? Of who and what they are. So they know and tend to, because a lot of times they're just physical, you know, does my mm-hmm. skin look wonderful? Where's my love? You know, where am I going to live? You know, all the physical things of issues, troubles, illnesses, which I understand, it's, we're here, we're immersed in it, we're experiencing, it is real, but don't be just distracted by that, that you're not using this life. This embodiment is an opportunity different than all the other ones we've always been through, which is the physical experiences. Mm-hmm. This is one to return back to that originating point to understand your spirit, your soul, your essence. Have you tended yourself as that? Because yes. You are going to be witnessed as what you are from what you have walked through, which speaks to the essence of your being, right? Which is your soul, which is where your treasure is where you're going to find yourself as this creation is continuing, because it's not going to be the same loop of forgetting, you know, because then they're not putting themselves upon the higher vibratory expressions, fields of consciousness expressing, the new platforms, you know, they'll go down the old new. Right? Which is not good outcomes, transhuman, all this other stuff that went on, you know, they don't want to be on that. So this is an important thing in the midst of all the distractions of physicality to realize, for them to tend to, so they can be, when they're out of their physical vestment, they're wearing their vehicle, where they will be found. That is so important. If someone's just busy with physical and not tending to their true essence, consciousness, awareness, knowing what's going on, raise their vibration, they cannot be upon those platforms, you know, of the new, which plays out beautifully, you know what I mean? And assist this for the story of creation, for ourselves back in embodiment, and the children, my goodness, you know, that are coming in, you know, mm-hmm. to prepare this new platforms for them, than this lag that is happening, because everyone is just lost in a delusion and sedation, manipulation of just thinking this is reality. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
And that's so not, and that is not reality. And I just wanted to share really quickly before we go further, as I just want everybody to just take a deep breath and receive. So as soon as we started the call, some of you know how I function, but as soon as we started the call, I'm like so hot, you know, it's like I am already getting heated up, right? And so for me, that is a sign and symbol for me that energy is moving, all right? So energy is moving, so be willing to receive. Get out of your head, right? Just get out of your head, be in your body the best you can, be in your heart space the best you can, and receive. And at the same time as you're receiving, take a moment and, as Audrey is talking, as I'm talking, question your, some of you may have reactions, right? Some of you may have resistance that's coming up to what we're saying. So question that. Is it an old pattern? Is it an old belief? Is it an old way of being? It's time now. I'm sorry, Audrey, I've hijacked you for a second.
No, I'm so happy. Thank you. Thank you. Because, you know, words are lacking for me sometimes because I'm so into the number language, the Akash language, the light language, that when I try to explain unexplainable things that are so vast concepts in words, I lack sometimes, you know? Yeah. So you adding in beautiful words for them to understand, because you're being a testament to say, I feel it happening already, the energies, right? We are tending to their beautiful treasure, you know, that they are truly within in these works in love that we are giving them, that they are showing up by no coincidence to receive. So by all means, go right ahead.
And you know, and that's the thing. It's like, you know, so many of you have now watched me, you know, in this journey since 2013 on these shows all the time, listened before and now watched. But you have seen those moments when, you know, I'm like sweating, I have tears because I'm in such gratitude, you know, for being able to connect with and tap into who I am, source, creator, right? The essence of me, and connecting into that and spirit, right? And when I connect into that and tap into that, I am just so overwhelmed with gratitude I feel so blessed. So I wish, you know, for me, this is my personal wish for all of you, that you could all experience that. And that is the thing that Audrey's talking about, to tend to that connection, that's, you know, we're always connected, but that focus on that is more important. I know it doesn't seem like it sometimes when we're like, I can't pay the bills. How can I put, you know, food on the table? You know, how can I focus on my spirit when there's no food on the table? I get that. Right? And so there's a time and place for everything. But even if you can spend 10, 15 minutes just coming back to who you are every day. And, you know, my greatest teachers back in the day, they had told me this, 10 minutes, just spend 10 minutes meditating. They said meditating because I'm Indian, right? So that's what we do. But 10 minutes just being with you, connecting to the essence of who you are, it will make a huge difference, right? Go ahead, Audrey. So that's what, for me, tending to means that.
Yes, tending to the treasure, the garden of you, your essence of your being, because as much as the physical, we need money, we're sick, we're ill, all those things, right? It is still, when you look at it from a certain perspective, a story, an experience that we came into, and they have become so much of what we are, right? That there is forgetting to tend to your soul essence, because when you pass over, right, and you're back to what you are, did you tend that beingness of you that you are? Did you just get lost in the story? And the story has become you, you know, which sometimes people in the story have become so heartbroken or angry or, you know, don't trust, you know, they've been so immersed in that lower vibration experience or the whatever parasites have held them in the loop through the generations and other lives aspects bleeding through that they didn't tend, right? That became who they are. Right, in their essence. You know, you don't automatically come out of body and you're great, wonderful, you know, high vibration being. No, you still are who you are expressing through that. But sometimes those things, because of the plan to distract you and keep you looping and disempowered, dumbed down, to not know, like we're speaking of the greatness that we are. That's why you have tears. That's why we're in awe of this that we are, right? Imagine you're a consciousness that is like a nothingness that is coming into a body and experience things to be explored, to be tasted, you know, then sit in a nothingness. So it's very important to tend to what they truly are inside of this zipped up physical and physical life and story that we play through, that we've forgotten what we are. So we can stand in remembrance of that, create something new than what we have been in for so long that we forgot, right? Even what we are. So this is creation collecting itself, remembering itself, you know, the opportunity to take part in that. Because how are you going to bring one to be a pillar of the new, stand in their godhood, if they're only reacting in this things, right? Let them understand, yes, juggle, like I say, with two hands juggling, five bowls, one hand, which is the physical requirements, responsibility to self and others. But don't forget the other hand of the bigger picture of the more that one is. So when we talk about things that are out of the ordinary for them, it's because we want to help them with this. And just thinking, I'm sorry, I apologize to everybody, that if you're just going to say, well, I'm connected to my angels, my guides, the masters, the galactics, not going to do it for you. Because you, those are creation playing through those platforms, those masks, right, that they are wearing, playing out. Because who is there? There's only one beingness, right? So all of them are part of the collective in the selfhood, right? The many of the one expressing through the many. Yes, you have an individual self, but you're part of the selfhood of the oneness that it is. So through my work, all those beings are there, but they will step aside to support you and allow your direct connection, which your originating point was, to source creation, whatever name you want to call it, all names, no names, right? Yeah. So you don't play only in, oh, the great angel, oh, the great master, oh, the great whoever, right? The galactic who's going to come and save us and we're going to bow down to again. What are you doing? You're in a loop. You're disempowering yourself again, right? This is about an opportunity to know your source embodied, moving through its creation. We are expanding, right, that experience of creation through all of us being embodied. We wrote this forgetting in the book of life. So creation would know, and us ourselves individually, what we are when we have forgotten ourselves, right? But now it is a time to remember what we are and make a new creation, you know, and close the book on the old. We have written it beautifully, in-depthfully, all that we have given.
Many times.
Over. Exactly. It has become stagnation now because of that, which was played so deeply in forgetting that it needed the light of others to sustain itself, right? So we don't want to be stuck in those loops anymore. We were never supposed to have been stuck. We were supposed to remember, walk through an experience, have the knowing, the knowledge, and do whatever else again. But in that, there was those ones that wanted to control the situation, you know, and all that kind of stuff. So we want to get out of all that. So we create, you know, from a beautiful new place of remembrance. I say it's a beautiful thing, a story that I share with people about. Think about the children, right, in another time frame within the time of all that is, you know, the thing that we're working for, the new path, right, of the future. The children there being read, let's say, from the book of life, right, which we have written in this story, the time of the forgetting and such. Those children, when they hear that story, they all go together in unison, right? I may have said this before, because they are so surprised. They're like, they didn't remember who they are. They didn't know who they are, right? Because all of them always know, right? In the new creation, we are divinity expressing, source expressing. We love, honor, respect each other in our individual expressions rather than now the system, which is manipulating everyone to fight and be against each other. You know what I mean? That is only to bring people down as they're fighting in righteousness, but the system that is manipulating them for separation rather than empowerment together to love and honor each other, you know? So for me, that is what this is working for ourselves, for creation itself. And as I said before, this is creation is chaotic energy. It's so powerful, right? What are we doing? We are bringing balance, the male and female energy, the marriage of the bride and the bridegroom, to be a pillar balanced of light, to stand in our Godhood and be a pillar of the new day. We bring to the chaos of creation with that balance, we bring meaning, right? For the expansion of that consciousness, for consciousness and creation to experience itself, you know, as all that it is, all that it was not yet is, and now declare and define yourself after all of that as what you are, right? What gardens did you grow with your seeds of consciousness? Was it weeds, things that nourished no one, yourself or anyone? Or did you grow with your gift, your seeds of consciousness, gardens that are bountiful and nourish you and others, right? Thus, by your work shall you be known, right? You are defining yourself by your essence. Sometimes when people have been so immersed in the story, they are so broken, so held down, so sick, disappointed, whatever, right? That's not their real essence. That's a story, that's experiences, things they've been locked in, right? The food that has fed other forces off of their life force, right? So we don't want to do that anymore. We want to nourish us. We want to be part of the system that is true creation, right? Because there's two paths. One of devolution, right? Which is a stagnant system, a replicate duplicate system, a parasitic vampiric system that cannot stand on its own, right? That's the old, the devolution. We don't want to be part of that. But creation has deemed it an obsolete system. We want to be in resonance, let go of what we need, upgrade, so we are part of the evolutionary system, which is a thing that could stand on its own, right? It is self-sustaining system, true creation, not a replicate, duplicate system of old, you know? So these things are very important to talk about. And sometimes when people are lost in all those other things, you know, many distractions, even of spiritual, they are not remembering this, right? Which is so important, that this being embodied, holding your light here, is giving one the opportunity to get on board with, you know, on board of. So that's why we just come in. Maybe they don't want to hear it and such, but when people are just talking about, your angel said this, your master said that, here's that galactic, where is my guide, what's my gifts and abilities, physical stuff, they are not talking about this that is so important, right?
But maybe they don't see the value or the importance of this connecting to who we truly are and what that can bring about for your life, right? Yeah. And, you know, one of the stories that is going around, you know, in the metaphysical realm is the, I came here to learn this lesson. I came here to complete this. I came here to learn that, right? Which is fine. We did come here for certain lessons and things, but still, still beyond all that, still the most important thing is connecting with our oneness, with Creator, with Source, knowing who we truly are. That is still the number one, and yes, then everything else stems from that, right?
We are here holding light. We've come in into embodiment, like hearing the clarion call of what has been going on here, right? To come in to hold our light, to assist others while this tsunami of change and energy is occurring, you know? This lesson thing and this walking through the dark, people keep looping in this, right? If we could let them see truly how much deception has been gone on to keep them looping, you have to do your lessons, you know, and all of this, they have done it over and over and over again, you know? They've walked through the dark over and over and over again. They're thinking this is the first time. No, they've done it multiple times, because their anguish, their sadness feeds other forces, keeps them a battery of their light for others to keep their agendas going through them, right? So yes, like we talked about before, originally it was to have these experiences, right? What is a creator being that never dies, only knows higher experiences and expression of vibration, right? And consciousness, to explore what it would be if we would have an illusionary experience, but we're in it so deeply, right? That we die, we get sick, we're angry, we're heartbroken, right? So that explores the whole expanse, the higher and the lower, right? The totality of creation. So we've come to walk through it, not for lessons. The lessons is a trick, as I said before. A lesson is a negative. You fail, do it again, right? The positive is you come through to walk through experiences to gain the knowing and the knowledge, which you see, you always take something away, whether a little or a lot, right? So you walk through the experience to gain the knowing, the knowledge of the thing. They turned the word and said lessons in that, right? Because you learn something, you know something. But it's not lessons that you fail and you've got to do over and over. No, you walk through all these experiences. So we not only have things in concept, but we have things in the knowing to taste the experience, right? The experiential added to the conceptual knowing of a thing, right? So for knowledge with the experiences to be gained, you know? So we're here letting go of all that old energy and those old ties, those old experiences, you know, the heartache and all that that came upon us, you know, parasitic plague agreements and such that hold people. So this embodiment is giving us the opportunity to get out of that. And how important are all your listeners and the people who have these awarenesses? Because, you know, when we go out there, people are still asleep. They're just beaten to the drum, living their lives, right? Mm-hmm. This is the thing I wanted to talk about. So many people are content. They are contented, right, in this false reality that was painted for them. So why are they going to ask the question, right? They're going on their trips, making their money, getting married, have kids, blah, blah, blah. That's reality to them, because they don't understand that this was painted ages ago, eons ago, whatever, as a setup system to hold them trapped, that it was supposed to be experiences to be had, but rather turned into something else, you know? So now the opportunity to get out of that, right? To understand what this was, this creation, and let's go in remembrance and recall and create something else where the people Don't you get tired of living in a world which has free energy? You don't have to age, you know what I mean? No one getting sick anymore, you know, that we're out in space traveling already. The money is there, you know, wealth is there, all these things. It should be for everyone, not just a bounty for the few, you know. They know this knowledge. That you have a physicist who goes on and he's bullshitting everybody, talking about how we're going to get this at some point and someday, right? Excuse my fresh mouth. The thing is, I said, he's on the stage. People are saying, oh, you deserve an award and all this. He's smiling, all the money he's making. Meanwhile, he knows that this is real right now that we have it, but he can't feed that to the people, right? He's only allowed to feed them a little bit. We can have this right now. For all these children that are incarnated and been here and for ourselves, this should be released already, you see? But everyone wants to be busy playing in their distractions, rather spiritual or in the physical world, that this is not becoming a reality, which in the new day, it is the reality, right? We know the bounty that we have because it is ours, and not only a select few should be having it. People should be re-educated and it should be released to let them have what is theirs, you know?
And, you know, I have found that for myself, the challenges that I've had, and, you know, I've had a few, what they have done, though, they always brought me back to center. You know, the challenges that I have, they broke me completely and brought me back to center, you know? And for me, that's not, you know, is that the reason why I had the challenges? I don't know. I don't care. But I'm still grateful for them because they brought me back to center, right? So Linda has a question, and I forgot to, you know, I just sometimes get so excited about our conversations. If you have a question, you can raise your hand or you can type it in the chat. So Linda was saying, I'm finding, and Linda, you're not going to like my answer, but I'll tell you. I'm finding it challenging to let go of trying to help my sister to avoid surgery, even though the tools I have could help her totally. She's a devout Christian, so doesn't trust my expertise. You know, being a devout Christian, and my husband just said this to me a couple of days ago, don't throw pearls before the swine. Why share, you know, your gifts, talents, abilities, knowledge, wisdom in front of people who are not even willing to hear it? She's not ready. So she's going to discount it. She's going to resist it. She's going to say you're crazy, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, you have to at some point let go and say, you know what? It's up to you. It's your choice. Whatever you want to do. You can't force somebody to go do your thing, whatever that happens to be. She has to get it for herself.
Yes, Linda. And you know how the beings of light, they always come in and they say, you are the painters of your pictures, right? You are the weavers of your tapestry, right? So she is creating her own situation, her own story, you know? So you're coming in and wanting to paint something else for love and to benefit her, right? But she's not ready. That's the story she's in, the reality that she's in, the experiencing that she's having. So to her, let's say she accept what you said, and let's say it didn't play out that well. It's going to be you who did this because I didn't follow the traditional way, you see? So let her walk her own path. You love her. You support her through whatever she's going to be going on, right? Because it is her own path, right? She's not ready for all of this. We know you want to help her in love because you know that it can help her, but there's nothing we could do but allow them to go their way and support them in that because we are loving beings. You know, don't sit here angry, disappointed, upset, frustrated, right? Because that's only putting energies that are not good. You just know, well, you know, this is where she is. I'm going to support her in that best that I can, because who knows, you know, many paths of possible probabilities, what'll be happening. You know, if she's not ready in this embodiment, maybe you have another opportunity, some other point, you know what I mean, to be together where things will be changed. But realize when she is immersed in that, that is clutches that hold them, you know what I mean, in their mind. They don't understand that these are belief systems that were painted eons ago by whomever wanted to control them. You know, yes, there's good things and it's real, God, source, love, but a lot of religion and even spirituality has been set up as fear, big business, manipulation, distraction, you know, and they are immersed in that. I have been trying to speak about these things to many spiritual people, and sometimes they're so zipped, I'm sorry, in their reality bubble that all is well with me. It's not my reality, you know, and they shun you and they don't want to talk to you because this is my reality. Ooh, that's your reality. No, this is not my reality. Everything is well with me. But I understand that we have come in hearing the clarion call to say no more, to see and understand and realization what has been lurking under the carpet. The wool has been pulled over many's eyes, you know, and to understand what is happening and knowing, not to get disappointed, angry, upset, which that's an emotional thing that you do feel initially, but it is, so we're in community here to help each other through what is the real reality, not the painted one. So we have knowing knowledge, right? And go forth from there to say no more for that. Because when they close their eyes and use blinders or rose-colored glasses, their hands are being dirty because they are perpetuating all this to allow it to continue because they're saying it is not. We are all part of the selfhood, right? Of the oneness. So what is done to others are actually done to us because we're all one beingness. And when they sit there that they're okay, meanwhile, these horrors are still going on to children and the world and animals and out unto creation, right? Because this happened to worlds that were blown up. Lyra was blown up by soul eaters, you know? This is continued. It is real. It is here. We came in to say no more. We understand what is happening, even if we don't know the depths of it, but we look around and say, no, everything is not okay. You and your little bubble think it is okay, but then you allow this to continue throughout creation because you don't say no more. So they're gonna wind up right along with the others, right? Because to be in the new, we have realization of what happened, what went on. We say no more to that and we get in resonance. So we make a new creation, which is already made, but to get in accordance with that. So more and more can find themselves, you know, in the new creation, not the old future that didn't play out well, which is not here yet, but we are witnessing it unfurling with AI and DNA manipulation and all that is happening, the nanobots they're sending out and all this stuff, right? That didn't play out well. So we have realization, we say no more, we get in resonance to be upon the new future that was made, deeming the old future as old, you know? So it's huge if people will just speak about these things, right? Do you see the angels coming, the Galactics and the Masters telling you this? No, because they're still playing their part within the video game, the stage, the story that they have been deemed that they could only play, right? I am from the first point of creation, primordialness, right? Come in, the mother, to assist creation, right? The motion and movement of all of it and those portions of the selfhood, which are all of you and who could ever hear and get in resonance. So we create something new, close the book on the old book that we wrote in and go and write in the new book, you know? They are perpetuating the same, you know? People want to talk about the goddess, right? The men bowing down to the women. That's another loop, okay? Mm. Yes, the goddess, but the men are the goddess too, right? Because they have other aspects where they are women, you know? So people are just teaching the old. What are they doing? Looping in the same yet still, you know? This is about, we are all male and female. Let's blend it, right? We're all the goddess, all the male, female together. That makes one a pillar, not we're going to bow to the goddess again. They're looping, right? In something old, that's not new, new beliefs, new paradigms, you know, not the old ones perpetuated and continued. We have a beautiful foundation of the beautiful beliefs like you have, right? The truths that, so the ancient knew, but it's not just to sit and stir in that, it's to build forth from there with that beautiful firm foundation, you know?
Absolutely. And that's the thing, like we can still create. Thank you, Linda. So we can still create, right? We can still choose. But from that foundation, from that presence, from knowing that we are source, knowing that we are creator. Melissa, did you have a question? No, maybe not, because I see you're unmuted. I'll go ahead and mute you. Nikki has a question. Hold on one second. Nikki has a question. I have a feeling that I'm going through a big change. Yeah, yeah. Like if I'm reinventing myself, is it possible that I'm about to have a higher aspect of myself walking in my body? If so, does it mean that I choose to, do not grow into what I'm supposed to be? What?
This is the thing with the higher aspect, right? People are always thinking because they're used to how it was before, oh, please, higher self, I want to connect with you, or can I find someone who's giving me a message from my higher self, or I have to connect with my higher self. This new is about, right, you and the higher self are one, joined together, right, moving this old energy, the old beliefs, the lower vibration, the DNA manipulation, all that out of the way, pouring the light back in, because remember, we had to lessen the light to be able to play in density, duality experience, you know? So this is pouring it all back in. So you and the higher self, right? Because you and the higher self are always one and the same, but the forgetting of that, right? The little bit of the, all the interference being down in such density, right? So now we're not going to play in Polarian duality anymore, right? We're raising our light, our vibration. So you and the higher self have that connection clearer. And this is not always out there higher self. This is you and the higher self merge at the beingness that you are to walk heaven on earth, right? Of that which you are, then this belief system is it always is out there, right? No more. We want to join it together. It is who you are, your higher self, and you're walking, not the old way of it's out there and I'm down here, the lowly, not good enough human. No, those were the duality, the polarity, the forgetting, right? Mm-hmm. Now you and it join together, expressing, you know? And what is the higher self? The higher self is source, right, in all its different droplets of the ocean of the water, like all the droplets of consciousness of creation dropping down to embody and explore and to play and experience, you know, and just forgot through experiment of sleep, the adventure of sleep, like I said before. Now, you know, now it's time, my work says, wake them from their reverie, right? Tell them that they are dreaming, right? But now we're going to dream lucidly within the dream. And we're not talking about sleeping. We're talking about this is a dream and it's time to dream lucidly.
It's time to wake up from the dream.
Take
even
power within the dream that you were dreaming and dream a new dream, creation says, you know?
And, you know, so I think what Nikki might be also asking is, you know, if your higher aspect is coming in or if you're expanding into your higher aspect, in my experience, when it happens, it's always happening. You can't really choose not to. I mean, you could, you know, if you suddenly start going out and killing people, then yes, you know, then yeah, you know, that'll stop it, right? But I don't think that's what you want. So if you're just living your everyday life and you're meditating, raising your vibration, doing this kind of stuff, being on these calls, and your higher aspect is merging in more with you, be that, accept it, receive it, and tap into it and say, oh my goodness, this feels awesome. Or it's like, oh my God, I'm not sure what's happening. It feels weird, but be with it and just let it integrate, let yourself integrate into it and just be. And you can only really truly be, you know, when you're in your heart space, when you're, you know, really embodying, you know, being physically present. Okay. So, you know, yes.
Love, care, nurture oneself. That's what we present these works in this conversation, to assist them to nourish themselves, nurture their self, care for their self, be loving for themselves through this experience, right?
Yeah.
So yes, it is very much of heart. Others who are parasitically plagued or vampiric or work from lower expressions of consciousness, you know, they are not going to have this connection, you know, yeah, with the higher self, because they are going a devolution, you know, staying in lower vibration. They have not, they've lost their, who they are. They've forgotten their soul connection, right? Their true essence of beingness. They got lost in this nightmare that became for them, you know, the parts they played too deeply. They have forgotten. That's why a lot of times we're always like, we're gonna wait and they're gonna come, you know, we're given this opportunity to remember who they are. But you know what, everyone, we have done that over and over and over and over for eons, right? People don't know and realize that, and we have given it more than enough time of so the train to hold in the station, yeah, for this to happen. That has occurred too much, holding back the others that want to go and do something else, another creation. So this is it. These are coming right within these how many years or cycle. Not this continuation of what happened is not going to be able to happen anymore. That's why it's important that everybody get themselves together, you know, because it's not going to be the same as was. Oh, you can loop, you don't have to know. No, because then you're going to place yourself somewhere that you may not want to be, you know, if you don't truly awaken and be in resonance with the new, because we have waited long enough. It cannot be it can only be remade by being absorbed back to the all that is. That is the point of what needs to happen now, right? Because those forgetting and parasitic low vibration, they are from source. They forgot they are that, but they have power, right? Because life finds a way. Life continues no matter what. This is why it's so hard to put that back, you know, in the box and put a lid on it, you know, because it always finds a way to keep continuing. This is why it needs to be remade, being absorbed back to the all that is, right, where it originated from, so it can be remade, because it is so lost so deeply in forgetting, you know. If one wants to keep their gift of individualization, right, gift of consciousness being individual, then they should have to be in resonance, right, to continue to keep that gift, you know, rather than finding themselves, you know, in absorbed back to all that is, you know, because they did not define themselves, right, as what they are, source, higher vibration, love, true essence, right? Because that other stuff isn't real, right? Mm-hmm. So how is it going to be when it's not real? What is real is love, heart, true essence of being, souled being, you know, because many people walk around, they're not real, they're a zombie, you know what I mean? They're not of heart or soul, you know,
so
players.
Can we talk a little bit about, you know, so yes, let's say, you know, we are focusing on our connection with source, being the light, being the love, right? Being that, and at the same time, creating our life, right? Because we still have a duty to ourselves as well to create our lives. You know, we're not going to just sit here and meditate for 20 hours a day. If you want to do that, go to India, go to a mountain where people
can feed. And that's not even going to help you anyway, because if that was to help, these atrocities would not be going on. So you understand, all that did was maintain a system of a battery for the other ones to play their horrible agendas upon that they've played, right? Because we've prayed, we've wished, we've chanted, we've done everything for how many eons of time, and yet still the abomination is here and happening and going on. So that was not enough to stop it, you know?
Okay, so what can we do now? I mean, like, I'm not gonna suddenly start a movement you know, for like, getting rid of hunger or something like that, or you know, I know I'm not going to do that. I've had thoughts of that, but it's like,
it's in here, because in here is everything. You know what I mean? Here's the journey, not sacred places, not wherever else, you know, other beingnesses. It's you and your connection, right? So you say, I have this realization. I can see, I know what is going on. This is not okay, right? For others who are going through this or myself, right? Enough is enough, right? I stand in my power as a sovereign being, spark of divinity. I say no more. I get rid of all those old habits, right? Old energies that have held me and hold me, and stand in a place where one is looking at oneself from outside of just the story which they have defined themselves by, right? Mm-hmm. So you witness yourself as having the story, the experience, and see how you say you go through a story and experience, but you come back to that place of balance, right? Because that is who Lara really is, not the story, not the experience, not the emotion, not whatever was happening. Yes, your experience is part of your world, but back to the balance of who you are, a Lara having an experience, a soul having experience, feeding back to creation, this experience, right? So that type of empowerment, that type of emotion or movement or for something, right? Yeah. So one won't be part of just the old stories and the beliefs continually. You start to move yourself away from all of that, you know? Those things may still happen, you know why? Because when the light starts to shine, other ones don't like that. So they want to come to pull your plug, right? Pull your plug, grate you down to a little piece of nothing, right? So it's for us to stay pinpointed, focused. That's why things like this are important, when one could be nourished through these works that are real, then playing in yet another distraction will not nourish their soul true essence, you know. So works like this, so they can, within this, I say, the fishbowl, the fish tank that's all dirty, the terrarium that's not well, we are still immersed in it. So things are going to happen, right? But it's for us to keep focused on the bigger picture and not broken down by all of this, or this define us of who we are. We have to make a new definition of ourself, declaration of freedom from all of this. You know, that takes real seeing and hearing, like they say biblically, be in the world but not of it, right? So that's like what we're talking about, that can be done. What we're talking about is nothing new. It was said a long time ago, right? But who doesn't listen, or the distraction or the manipulation, that they don't understand that? What's more simple than do unto others? Hey, if you don't like it done to you, why are you doing it? You know, very basic things that are always truths that could resonate within one when they're not parasitically infected or wrapped up in so forgetting of an emotion that is holding them, that they've become that emotion, right? They're not that emotion. That was an experience, you know, but people through habits or manipulations or old agreements or old energy, you know, has kept them locked in that. So this is a time for true freedom, and we assist them to that true freedom, not an illusionary freedom that people think they have, that they're fighting for all against each other. That's just more manipulation, you know?
Yeah, that's more of the drama, which, you know, it's like, it's that's not me, you know? So it's, you know, for me, it's more about, okay, what is right for me in this moment? You know, what serves my soul in this moment, that serves creation, and that is joyful for me? You know, what makes me feel good? What is joyful for me? What feels light and expansive for me, you know? and do that. You know, it's like, and you know, for me, you know, calls like this, you know, I love doing the show. That is light and joyful and expansive. I love it. You know, doing my healing calls, I love it. It brings me joy. It's fun for me, right? So this is a being in that connection, that source, and experiencing joy at the same time.
And right? People may say,
it's that simple.
All this is happening to me, right? My mom, before it was Audrey Light Language years ago, she's passed for about 7 years now, but her story was that she had wound up in a wheelchair from cancer that she had had, right? And when they cured it, when we were little girls, you know, she's saying, oh God, I don't want to die, right? My babies are young, me and my other three sisters. So going the medical way, radioactive isotope was placed up in her vagina. Oh my God, right? It cured it. But later on, she had the effects of the radiation, you know? So my mother wound up in a wheelchair and in pain, you know what I mean? Colitis, all these things from this radiation. But you know what? My mother always had her makeup, her beautiful clothes, right? Beautiful skirt in her wheelchair. Her house was perfect. Cooking, cleaning, smiling to people, joking with people, constant in pain, right? But was able to be her spirit shining forth, right? Making people laugh, cooking for people, you know? She was still living life. Yes, that was an experience, a thing that was happening, but it wasn't the only definition of her. So what I'm trying to say to people, whatever we are dealing with, find some time, no matter what it could be, to find any simple joy of something and gratitude for that in the midst of the story that you're immersed in, so you feed your soul that is the thing having that experience and not the only thing that defines you, that is you're walking through it. Like my mother could have been bitter, angry. She was smiling, helping others through all that, right? Her essence of her soul, her being is shining through, even with the thing that was the story that she had to bear, you know?
So exactly. So what is defining you? Is it the story? Or is it you, that you are source, that you are creator? What is your, you know, what is that defining aspect of you? And for a long time, I know for myself, you know, I did have a story going on, you know, which I didn't share, but it was still in my field. I didn't talk about it, but it was still defining me. And when I finally let that go, it's like freedom, you know, that was like one of the last things that I had to let go. And it's like, you know, I didn't even realize how much it was defining me, right? So that's a great question for all of you. What is defining you? You know, is it the aches and pains? Is it, you know, stories from when you were young? Like, what is it? Or is it that you recognize that, you are source, you are creator, you are spirit having this experience? What is it for you? Right? Am I right?
Yes. And that's why I try to tell people, in the midst of the emotion and the thing that's going on, try to step out of self, not in physicality, but step out of self as far as witnessing, observe, say, wait a minute. I know there's an emotion. I'm feeling it. My example of the dock, right? Mm-hmm. You feel it, but get back. Don't go down the water, the rapids, tossed and turned and tangled, feeding others from all those lower vibrations, right? Get back on the dock. Witness yourself. Wait a minute. Okay. I am this, wrapped up in this, having this experience, right? How best can I handle this situation? Than just being tossed and turned by that energy, that emotion of the whole thing. You know what I mean? So that helps them sometimes not to be in the heat of that emotion only, right? Yeah. But to look at it from a wider expanse of what is happening, what is playing, what is going on. Also, when you deal with other people, say, hey, that's another loop. That's another story. They want to drag me in, right? I'm going to stand here outside of that and not be wrapped up in that, empowering oneself, still being able to be with them and walk through it. Because a lot of the spirituals are like, disown everyone. I'm like, oh my God, how is that love? You're disowning everyone, for God's sakes. You know, that's not love, sitting somewhere all by yourself. I will tell you, this spiritual community is not too much love and abounding. They sell it, they talk about it, but I would say it's a pretty lonely community. Yes, we have this connection, right? But sometimes you try to reach out there and it's not abounding. It's like, where's all the love they're selling and talking about? I don't know. I don't see it, right? And everyone who they're pushing away. If you were like a Christed being and a centered being, a hearted being, you could walk with compassion through anything and it doesn't affect you. And you don't have to run away and seclude yourself only with like-minded people, because you as a Christed one could walk through anything. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Be an example for them of how you're keeping your balance and you're cool in the midst of when they want to toss and turn you. Again, being approved to your own self that you are not taken down by the things that are feeding through them, that are trying to capture you, that you are persevering over, because they cannot capture you and wrap you up in that, as they have done over and over again, of old habits and old loops, or old beliefs and old, loops and energies, right?
So yeah, that's what I do. That's what I do when I'm with my family. I take a step back, you know, I'm still present, I'm still there with them, but I take a step back and I observe, you know, and I'm still there going to dinner, talking to them about whatever, but I've, you know, taking a step back, just watching. And the thing is like, I don't get caught up in the drama.
Yes.
You know, exactly. Anymore, I, you know, and earlier, like years ago, when I wasn't quite so centered and I knew there was drama, I physically stayed away. Like for 2, maybe 3 years, I physically stayed away because I knew at that time it was too, I was unstable. You know, I was still unstable. But once I, you know, became centered and everything, now it's like, yeah, no problem. You know, absolutely. I can handle your drama, right? But the thing is, it's like, we need to be able to do that. Still be in our power, still be in our heart, step back, let people be the way they're going to be. You know, allow them. They're your family members. You love them. You know, let them be. But you don't have to be, you know, entangled that much, right?
Exactly. Because you're there, you're experiencing whatever you're experiencing. We're understanding where they are. Because remember, a lot of these people stirring up this drama, why don't we look at it from a wider expanse and say, this is not just people doing this. They have been parasitically plagued or energetic agreements and things that have gone on and captured them and this and that, that they are so lost within that or held by that is becoming them, that they've lost their essence within there. It's still within there somewhere, mm-hmm. but these other things taking control of them and controlling them that they have no awareness of, that we are blessed, that we understand and we know, so we could take control of this situation where they have not gotten yet. So to me, I look on that and have compassion for them. You know what I mean? And while I'm standing there, I'm emanating out of my light while they're in the circle and don't know. So my light coming out is assisting them in a way because they're in my field, right? So all the, you know, parasitic plague inside of them, whatever, is being in this field of light to help those people, you know what I mean? Who are immersed in this, you know, rather than running away from them and just keeping them captured and held and tossed and turned by all that. How is that loving kind? You know, compassionate is not. We sit there, we don't get involved. They could go blah, 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 you know, and we just emanate our light out to them to try to help them with the parasite that is moving within them and controlling them to play those same old parts, you know, feeding off of them. So we have compassion. Oh my goodness, look what's happening to them, you know, but we hold the light to try to help them, their essence, while they are in our field. That is loving, you know,
and even the question. Even holding the light, Audrey, and I just want to share this with Linda too. It's like I'm holding the light, right? I'm being present. I'm holding the light, but I'm not forcing anything on anybody, right? So my family doesn't even ask me for anything. They don't ask me for help or healing or any. I don't even think they know what I do.
Exactly. The person doesn't have to know. You're just emanating it out because we know what's invisible is real, you know? So your presence, my work says, people want to go to all these holy places. Again, an old belief system. Now we understand energy is everywhere, right? Like we heal people from everywhere where they are. Yeah. You don't have to go to a holy place, right? My work says where you stand, you make it holy ground, right? Because you are source emanating, being what you are, who you are, right? Yeah. So you make it holy ground. My work says creation, God, whatever name you want to say, right? Says to tell everybody, you want to honor me? Honor yourself because you are me. You know, rather than all this, let me get all the holy ones, right? Again, another belief system. You are it expressing. How are you not worthy? How are you not good? You are, because you are that. So that can express itself, know itself, make itself known to another. How beautiful is all of this dance together, this symphony of creation. The symphony got in discordance to have this experience. Now it is time to bring the beautiful symphony, right? Yeah. Back, right? So creation dance. We dance with creation through this new beautiful energy and symphony, you know?
Beautiful. I love it. Thank you. And so, Caroline is saying, oh yes, I love you, Audrey. Melissa is saying, so much love, Audrey. This really resonates. Absolutely. And you know, and if it really resonates with you, that, you know, it's because you have the knowing that you are that as well, right? So that's why it resonates with you. You know it's truth. So we're gonna what are we doing today, Audrey?
Well, we did all that with tons of energy that we threw out, because whoever was listening, whoever will listen to the replay, and remember, we're emanating this out to the field, right? Because we have knows, everyone knows, right? They're saying yes, their soul is saying yes, right? Their treasure, their essence, right? All this definition of ourselves, declaration of true independence and freedom of self at the soul. Let me plug you in. Oh my goodness. So I don't lose you guys. And exactly. I'm going to speak some, some light language for everyone. We're going to talk about also, can we talk about the number language that I do?
I just wanted to share really quickly that we changed up Audrey's package a little bit. So for those of you who, you know, just click on special offer. But for those of you who are interested, we have just package A, which are the four MP3s, and package B, which is a 90-minute personal session with Audrey plus the four MP3s for $145. So that is a huge, huge, I don't want to say discount, but it's a great deal. And so because the numbers that Audrey's going to talk about in a minute and the light language that she does and the beings of light that she brings in are really powerful. And so we're going to experience that as well today. Not the numbers per se, because the numbers are really specific to you and what you require. And, you know, I have, how many pages did I get, Audrey? I don't know. It was a lot. It's like, oh my God. You know, so a lot. And I like to read them all, you know, that's what I do. I read them all. And as I'm reading them, I can feel my energy rising as I'm reading it, you know, the numbers. And there's a lot this time. So it takes me a little bit longer to read. But the energy, you know, it gets higher and higher and higher as I'm reading it. Or you can just, you know, keep it in your purse, keep it by your desk, whatever. And it's really helpful. So just 1 second, Audrey. So
yes, Nikki great says, question. Yes, yeah. Exactly. I'm seeing she's saying, yes, the numbers do change, because what happens is the numbers are holding energy because symbols have been contaminated. Think of a swastika, what they did, right? What is it? The languages have been to dumb people down. So that's why the light language, but then now also a number language, which is the number language of creation, sacred geometrics, everything is made like from numbers put together, which the numbers are holding frequency, the highest light quotient. So I deliver numbers, a code to you to work in your neural networking, subconscious, upconscious, unconscious, the DNA, the generational lineages, you know, the cosmic Akash, the Akash, because I rewrite the Akash, I speak the language of the Akash. So it is so much. It's you in totality. Not only here, you, your lives upon Gaia, but your other aspect cosmically, dimensionally, galactically, right, as well. So these numbers are working on you as you receive them and you're writing them. But then the beauty of it as well is on top of that, is that you have your own tool that you're going away with, which are a bunch of numbers, which are energy, that because it's energy, you can apply it to whichever which way you want in your life. Something positive you want to build and help you support, or something that's negative you need to disperse, right? You don't want it to disintegrate, to be no more, help fortify you against that, right? So you would think on those issues, or if you have nothing to think about particularly going on, you just read the numbers because you're throwing out that energy to support you in your field, come what may, right? Because as the beings of light say, there's many paths of possible probabilities and reality is always in motion and movement, right? So it's wonderful that you have these energies that the numbers are holding that you're reciting to help support you, because I am a weaver of codes of creation. So it's like I'm giving you, right, a tool of numbers to apply to your life. Now, all these works are very powerful. So you cannot receive everything in just one moment, right? So the numbers will go to a certain point. Each number is a frequency bandwidth of energy, right? Two digits, three digits, four digits, and then who gets to a five digit place, right? So if someone has received numbers, she's saying a couple of years back, it might only been in a three or four digit number. You know, now if she comes, we'll get into a five digit number frequency, which is pouring that light in and such, you know, another octave going higher and higher. Does not make her list that she has already obsolete, but she has spent more than enough time, let's say, with that list, you know, because I think she was saying about a year, a couple of years or whatever. So she would get a new list, right? So she would then apply that new list, right? Focus and work on that list for a while solely, and then after she paid attention to them for a while, then she could put them all together if she would like, you know. I wanted to share with you a beautiful thing. I had a client who had stayed with me for quite some time, because this work is the wellspring I bring through, right? So people can drink from the wellspring to be nourished, fortified, strengthened upon their journey, right? So when someone's out there doing what they're doing, right, in their life, every now and then, right, they come back, drink from the wellspring to help them, right? Upon anyone who goes on a journey, you get tired, you need to rest, you want to take a drink, you want to take a nourishment, right? On our life journeys, sometimes you stop back, you come back, and you drink from the wellspring. They have done that. So our numbers reach the highest right now that they can. When I work in the field behind the scenes in the galaxies, of course, the numbers go very, very high. But when we have a physicality, the highest that has come far so far is like 100,000, you know? And so I said to her, you're already at 100,000, right? But she wanted another session. I said, well, just do light language. She goes, no, no, I want to do numbers again. And I'm like, okay, right? Because I am as an architect, they call me a soul architect. Architects build frameworks, right? Engineers. Then we go back and you build more in between there. So with the work, even though you get to a certain bracket, you put different codings in. So this woman said a beautiful story, the woman who got to 100 but wanted to have some more. At the end of the session, she goes to me, oh my goodness, she goes, Audrey, because I'm a weaver of codes for creation. She's like, it's like a tailor. You throw the material on and then you layer lace, layer lace, layer lace, right? And at the end, like a tailor, make the darts, suck it all in so it fits perfectly for someone, right? That lace upon lace are the codes, the gossamer strings that I weave with, which is energy, right? The nothingness that is all things. But it was so beautiful, her interpretation, right? So when someone comes back and gets another coding or a list of numbers, that's layering and layering and layering, right, for them to help them deeper and deeper with this, because they are huge, right? They are huge, really. We think we're just here, but we are huge beingnesses, multiple aspects of us simultaneously happening. There is no time, really. All time is one time. So if you think your generational lineages just in this embodiment, let alone your Gaian ones and your other aspects and generational lineages, your childhood, your unconscious, okay, it's huge what the soul holds. That's why a soul architect, I'm deemed by spirit, to assist you at that level, right, to move things and change things around. So yes, it would be great for whomever to come and then get the next level of a session for them in codes, you know.
So I was just going to add to that really quickly, you know, because we are all, you know, changing all the time, right? We're going through different experiences. We're doing our own soul work, whatever that happens to be. And so as we are evolving, you know, we're going to say we do need updated codes, you know? So I for me, it's like updating my numbers, which means it's updating, you know, how I'm going to move forward. And each time I actually get the numbers from Audrey, I think this is the third or fourth time, it seems like my life gets up-leveled again.
Yes, so, exactly.
And this time it's even like, it's more, it's like, I mean, I even know it's like, oh, it's like, it's, you know, so, I don't always recommend sessions, but sometimes I do. But yes, this, in this case, I would, if you have had numbers before, you know, and it's been more than 6 months, yes, get new numbers. Because right now we are changing so fast, shifting so fast, and going into 2020, it's, I mean, this year has been huge. Last year was huge. 2020 is going to be even huger. You want to have that extra support.
Yes, every tool, every support. You know, one of my messages said to tell them, year one was back like 2017, right? When you add that number up, 7, 8, 9, 10, 10 becomes one. 2018, year two. 2019, year three, right? 2020, year four. Mm-hmm. So they said this is going to continue to like 2029, which is 13 when you add it up. So for tell everyone to use this 13-year span, right? To release the old, move the energies around, take in the codes and the upgrades, right? So this time frame to tend to themselves, you know, this opportunity, what is going on for, again, your essence of who you are beyond any body story or anything else, right? To take a veil of this opportunity, because this has not happened, you know, this is rippling out to all of creation, what is occurring and happening here. So any supports that one could receive in that, right, to make the huge, benefit, you know, accessibility for them to take advantage of the opportunities, you know, yes, do it.
And
you know?
I think I said it's 145. It's like, I don't even charge 145 for an hour anymore. I charge $300 for an hour, Audrey. Yes. I'm just saying, I would definitely get it if I were you. If you were thinking about it, if, you know, if you don't, and it, even if you've never gotten numbers from Audrey before, and you just, you know, this is a great situation, you know, to
explore what it will open up for them, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I'm delivering the numbers, and then people around the world are coming back, and it's not only your soul essence when you tend to your soul essence of your beingness, it ripples into the physical. You know what I mean? Who was locked down, couldn't find a job, didn't have any money, who had physical ailments. You know, it's applicable in many, many different ways because it's energy. So each one individually applying it in their life and coming back. So it is also will ripple out into see changes in the physical. You know what I mean? But not just tending to a physical and leave the rest behind. That's so important. No, you're attending to your true essence of your beingness, your energy and everything ripples to be seen, right? Then into the physical. If someone needs money or a job, you're going to read on that the numbers that you have to help open up for you these opportunities. You know, people say, oh my God, I got a job or I got a beginning job that led me then to the other job that gave me as much money I wanted, or I got clarity where to live or a place move, you know, opened up, or this love came in my life. So it is in physical things as well, but tending to your true essence first and your energy will then ripple out into your field of other things opening, potential timelines for you to be resonant in getting old energies and things out of the way that could open up these things for you, you know, to begin to have different experiences in your physical as well, you know.
Awesome. Thank you. Great, great explanation from both me and Audrey. Yay. Melissa, did you have a question? Melissa, I see you're unmuted. Hello? Maybe you need to unmute yourself, but you are unmuted here. I'm going to go back and mute you. So there's a question from maybe the same Melissa, maybe a different Melissa. I'm not sure. And she says, I've tried so many methods to have boundaries, and yet my empathic sensitivity keeps allowing me to take on others' illnesses. I can heal it and clear it. Yet it still happens, and even when around intoxicated people and I don't consume, I experience being intoxicated. I was told I was an unconscious healer. Is this part of my true healer journey or a problem to be removed? I've been trying lots of boundary modalities that don't seem to help.
Well, I tell the story when I go on your shows about a young woman who is an empath, you know what I mean? So those are people that feel, which is what she's saying she is, to feel all these things. And she was so overwhelmed by it, right? That she would just lock herself away and didn't want to go out anymore. And she lived in Japan where there's tons of people. Mm-hmm. So she received the numbers. I tell the story that she gave me the feedback, right? She puts them in her on her purse or on her pocket, you know what I mean? Carries them with her, a second copy, while she's outside. And she's like, oh my goodness, I feel like I'm in a protective bubble, right? So she's not being bombarded and hit with all those energies like that, you know, to be overwhelmed. So if she came for her numbers, she would read them, apply them to herself, keep them with her. You know, people would tell me, oh my God, I can't sleep. I said, put them under your pillow, right? Has helped them to sleep, right? Or they feel like they're attacked while they're sleeping, you know, that has helped them, meaning like in the realms when they're doing whatever works out there. So help fortify them in that way. So she can get these numbers, get the work, so it'll help her not to be overwhelmed. And these have been many people that have told me this effect. So it would be for her too, if she vests in this, you know, it's not something that she has to take away, but it's not bringing her joy. So these numbers will help support her. And in that support, then she could explore when she would like to feel or heal or do, you know, whatever's going on, but from a place where she'll feel more empowered, right, than right now, where she's feeling bombarded and overwhelmed by all of this that is going on, you know, for her.
Yeah, and you know, so Melissa, I mean, I feel I'm an empath. I feel when I'm doing a session with somebody or a group call with people, you know, and then I am able to tap in and I can feel what they're feeling, you know. But then after that, it's gone. I'm done because I'm no longer connected to that, right? But so yours might be, you know, but that's a belief that I have, a program that I'm running, that I am not going to stay connected with everybody. I'm not taking on people's things. I said that out loud years ago because I used to feel everything and experience everything. And I was sick all the time and physically and so on. And it's like, no, enough, no more. You know, I was like, no, I don't want to do that. So, but you know, you can work with Audrey and see if she and see.
Yes, so make the statement, and then she would have the numbers as a tool to also assist her, right? Yeah. In that as well. And all the more that would be even beyond that. Because the beauty of this work is people sometimes want to set intentions and stuff or come with a particular thing, and that's great. But there's no way that they can know in consciousness or to set an intention what is happening in other aspects or in this subconscious, unconscious, generationally. They're too huge, the story of themselves. So the beauty of this work is you show up and you allow happen even the things that you wouldn't even know to ask for a place for. You know what I mean? So it's handled. Someone was asking about lucid dreaming. The thing about lucid dreaming on the thing that popped up, for them to realize This is not only when your eyes closed, knocked out at night, sleeping. Your wakefulness, this is the dream. Yeah. This is where to become lucid dreaming. Not when you're sleeping, which people do, but the importance is to realize this is a dream, to become lucid, meaning control, empowered within the dream. So you change the waking dream that we are in to dream lucidly in, right? Not just the sleeping. This one that is the dream, right? Because we're here experiencing, if we understand the wider expanse of us, this is like a dream, right? So we're sleeping, we know what's going on. We're not lucid about the whole thing. Become lucid. So you can become as any lucid dream within. You can start to control the dream. That is more important than any when you're sleeping, right? Dream that you would become lucid in. This would be even a more important focus on if you want to think about affecting any lucid dreaming. This is the one, the wakeful dream.
And can your session help with hot flashes?
Yes, it helps with everything. I've heard people say that as well. You're reading your numbers, so you're feeling better and such, you know. Can I speak some light language for everybody, or do you still have more questions we want to get to?
No, that's all I see for now. If people still have questions, you can raise your hand or type in the chat. But yes, go ahead, Audrey.
Yes, and after they receive some of this light language. So, okay, fairies, high pitch to touch the inner child in the heart, right? The ancient ones, the Native Americans come in drumming to lead into the ancient ones that come in for generational lineages and ancestral things, right? And unconscious, subconscious and such. Kali comes in to destroy the old, persevere over that which has held us down so we can build the new. Shakti energy is coming in, you know. Clicking sounds would be me accessing your dimensional, cosmic, right? Other aspects of you, galactic aspects of you, because that's part of you as a soul, right? That has all that information gathered to it. So as a soul architect, we're reaching all of that to do some work on that. The Akash language, bless whoever reads it, but I don't want to read old agreements, old maps, recipes and such, build from a library, right? That was based on the old, right? So we are to write and get one coded for the new Akash, the cosmic Akash and the Akash. So speaking the language of the Akash for that, you know, because my work is all about number 5, get rid of the old beliefs and paradigms. You have a beautiful foundation, right? But we just don't spin in the foundation, right? So we need to move to the new for the number 7, the truth, right? So that's what we're doing. So here we go. All you have to do is breathe and relax, beautiful ones, and take it in, right? Here's a little bit dipping into what, when you have a session, would be a whole 90 minutes of talking to me, sharing the light language, the numbers, the beings of light who will bring in after this to say hello. So it is very full within that 90 minutes, you know? So this is just a little taste of it for whomever, all right? So hopefully they'll come and make it even more personal for them. So here we go. Fairies, touch that inner child. Now the Native Americans. Ancient ones, around the belly button, general for ancestral releasing, around the belly button, coccyx bone, between the legs. Hum kuso hum gai. Hum mesa hondange, sondongonde, hum makanda sai. Hum mesa. Bahune, bahune, bahune. Shuktakasha, umekasha. Hum mesa se. Bartumi, bartumi, bartumare ara. Shuktaka. es así, es ella, es así, es así, es así, es ella. Fairies, make it lighter. Verde puro sirei. Kushuku. Sia, sia, sia. Shem, shem, shem. Vidivada, 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 kasha. Iraran, turust, ekash, istunak, ish, emet, kush. Galactic, cosmic, multidimensional, use the clicking. Ishkut, umak, shkut, umak, kushkut, 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 kushkut. Es así, mosharis. Bring in some Kali so we can destroy that old. Persevere, that which has held us down. Kali on a neum, 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 and a neum, and a neum, and a neum, and a neum. Yeah, my yeah, and I
Oh my God, thank you, thank you, thank you. I started yawning right away as soon as, you know, the first. Still yawning, oh my goodness.
Yes, yes. I think we put Linda to sleep. That's very good. Because yawning and sleep, because sometimes people are so in their mind. Mind is a labyrinth, questions and all of this. So it puts them to sleep. So it gets them out of their mind, right? Which would be awake and blah, 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 right? So calm, cool, it's just going through her and she gets to rest and sleep. So that's beautiful. And if she doesn't wake up, she'll watch the replay of whatever she missed, but that's excellent for her to have received it, you know?
Exactly.
So, yeah, or any nausea is also sometimes a headache. It's just being immersed. Your system is not used to like a very high energy, or you go into a new octave, like a side effect of that. So anyone, just be gentle, drink water and all of this. Oh my goodness, I want to bring through the mother. So did I bring through the mother last time on the show, Lara? I don't remember.
I don't remember either. Okay.
Now, usually I speak so quickly. So the mother is like a lot of breath and moving more slowly, right? So the mother originally for me would come in, you know, I'm called to be Audrey Light Language, soul architect, energy engineer, because the weaver of codes of creation, the work to do behind the scenes, right? Supporting all that is going on throughout creation, right? Then I do work with people around the world. So the mother would come in when I'm, you know, doing the work behind the scenes every now and then. And I'm just like, whoa, what's that? Because I'm used to quick, quick, quick that I speak, you know? And then a little by little, I would bring it forth for people beyond the privacy of the work that is being done in existence, you know? And they would go, oh my goodness, that's so beyond words to explain and what they're feeling, you know, a field of pure potentiality. Because remember, it's not Mother, Father, God, but the first point, Mother emanating that of all creation, primordial point of ness, you know? So I'm going to bring it through so you could feel it. And a lot of people would say, oh my goodness, that's feminine. All I know is feminine, you know? And so more and more I'm bringing it through for shows or people to experience them, just keeping it as I did, right? So here we go, the Mother to come through for you guys. Ashamakashaya sai shamasupati shamakantayam se simesha sasha kunta shimisiyam tashi sumatusiya sumakusatai Shamasahanasi patusaisha Shamakantusi patusakaya Shamasapashakotusai matusaya makutusai Shamasahaya humasi taya taya Shamayaseya suya. There you go.
Awesome. Thank you. That was different. I don't think you brought Mother in before like that. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So powerful.
Yes, right?
Yeah. Wow. So how's everybody doing on the call? So Caroline says, looking forward to her session with you, Audrey. And she says she's been calling in her mother self all day. Awesome. You must have been tapped in, tuned in to our call today. Caroline.
Beautiful. Excellent. Should I bring the beings of light to say hello to everyone?
Sure.
Now, the beings of light, collective, right? They sound like me, but they're not me. They're part of all that is. They remember they are that. Mm-hmm. That is not their name. I only gave them that name as a reference point, right? Because we need to speak something so they know what we're talking about. But their energy signature stamp is their real names, you know? Yes?
Yeah.
This is not their language. It's very limiting to them, right? But they're going to speak nonetheless with everyone. And so here, I'm going to bring them in for you guys. So here we go. Beautiful and beautiful and aloud, we say to you, thank you, thank you, thank you again so much for having our channel. Yes, 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 yes. As well as the beautiful, beautiful, beautiful work that you do, dear one. Yes, you understand the light that you hold, the work that you do, that you bring here for all to partake and come, yes, to be nourished, sort of heart. Yes, it is so beautiful. So we are so glad when we can come and through our channel to join with all of you in our channel, the invitation that you give her again. We know that she has been with you not too long ago, so we thank you so much for this very soon visit, so to say, with you. And we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, because this that you are putting out, yes, into the field, so to say, is beautiful. Many that are listening, yes, but then also to resonate out, yes, into the field. Yes, ripple. Sorry, not our language, so limiting to us, but to ripple, we believe, would be more of a proper word to say. Yes, ripple out, yes, to all of the field of creation existence. What is being, say, created here from heart. Yes, from those standing in remembrance of their beingness, such bright light to ripple out unto creation. So we thank you. We thank all that are listening, will be listening, yes, that are taking part, and all those who come to work with our beautiful channel, yes, as well. We thank you. We thank you. We will have an opportunity to speak with all of you. But Alara, again, we say thank you. Yes, yes, yes. So dear one, is there anything that you would like to say or speak of, or anyone perhaps would like to say to us while we are here? Yes, yes, and in a session, we shall also come. We do not do the works, you understand? It is our channel's work, as she is embodied Elohim and such, we were codes of creation that does the works, but we stand and bear witness, and then we come and we share, yes, wrapping those up in love that perhaps they can feel it, the love and our energy, yes, that we bring when we come to expand them, to realize there is so much more than they think that there is, yes?
And then that's the thing. I think a lot of people have forgotten how powerful they are, how magnificent they are, how radiant beings of light they are. So can you give them a message to help them to remember who they truly are and what a blessing that they are for all of us?
Oh, yes, beautiful one. You see, that's exactly it, the reason why we come. So they can realization of the more that they are, yes? we are part of all that is. They are all part of all that is. There is only one beingness expressing through the many. You understand? So it knows itself, makes itself known. When the I am has made the statement of I am as consciousness and aware, thusly in the same moment from that statement comes the question, I am, what am I? Yes? Thus all goes forth out. So creation knows itself is all that it is through all this expression. Yes? So this is what is happening and occurring. Just there was that forgetting. The portions of the selfhood that was separated to partake in this, so to say, experiment, game, adventure, however you would like to say, to explore the lower vibration duality polarity, yes? But it is time to say, close the book on that, and to write in the book the new from remembrance, yes, of what one is, to go back to the original point of originization, yes, that they are. So this looping and stagnation, yes, can be closed on because it has nothing else to give creation. You understand? But this stagnation, which is a contradiction to life, life is about motion and movement. And mm-hmm. So thus creation comes to move, yes, move itself, which is thus, you could say, the energy and such. Any other message, beautiful one? Our channel has come forth soon as the show has begun, as you know, speaking the truth of the wider expanse of what is going on, that many just want to come and say, what do I look like? Where is my love? What physical ailments and issues and things that I have? Or again, to speak with those that are in the realms, you understand? The realms of all those names that they have honored and they have become so in awe and enamored of are keeping them distracted from standing in their own empowerment and understanding what they are, their own connection back to source, because they keep playing through those personas, you understand? That they are so used to ages upon being there for them. Yes, they will be there. This is not, oh, guide, tell me guide. No more guides, you understand? You that are the guide. You are the connection to source to connect with, you understand? Then always everyone outside of whom and what and where and how. Here, in here, self, connection to that. And so much will be open to them to remember the magic they are, the wonder they are, the miracle they are, the preciousness that they are, when they could realize, yes, they are not only a consciousness with a thought, having the wish and the desire to have an experience of what they are dreaming. This has been devised to sleep, but to lucidly sleep, to have experiences, to know oneself individually, collectively, and part of all that is, yes? To when one would dream a dream of having a love or an experience, one could in this device go through to taste it, to touch it, to smell it. Yes, a channel wants us to say, it comes through in her work to say, one could draw a picture of a rose or show someone an image or try to explain what the rose is, even show them the color of a rose. But they do not know the rose fully until they take the fragrance of the rose is in, yes? Which is the essence of the rose, yes? So this is the same. Consciousness going through experiences to have the essence of it, the taste, the flavor, the fragrance of it, to know it more fully and depthfully. Yes, and that is what all of you are doing as it, you understand? Mm-hmm. So for them to know that, remember that, and then create from that place, honoring, respecting, yes, love, all of this, words, yes, in the truth of what is, yes, then a painter that paint picture that was painted and held down to manipulate and lose themselves with it was never meant to lose themselves. Yes, so now it is to be found, yes? What was lost can be found, yes? And so yes, they shall be found unto their own self. And that is so beautiful of a thing, yes? What more messages than the words that you and our channel have spoken before? So much treasures, yes, knowledge, energy bestowed on them in this call, outside of their traditional conversations, what they look at and speak of. That is treasures given to them, yes? So it was already said. And then what we just come to add a bit of, yes? Mm-hmm. So all messages within all of that, you understand? So they can paint their pictures and stand as a master in their mastery, yes, as we say, then have someone else come in to paint the picture for them. A great master, he or she, does not wait for another to come and paint the picture of their creation for them. No, the beauty is whatever one may first in their imagination bring forth as they are creating it, all the change in the creation that may come out to be something totally different, yes? And that is the beauty of creating, and that is what to assist others to remember. And we say to you, hello, Linda. Yes, she is there. Alara is beautiful. We are the beings of light coming through our channel. This is not Audrey speaking, the soul architect. No. This is us, the beings of light, and we say hello. Yes, we are so glad she received the energy so beautifully. So now, Alara, Laura, is there anything else, or shall we return it to channel now?
Well, there's a question from Caroline for you, and she's asking, what's next for me on my heart's manifestation journey?
Ah, we say to her, Caroline, what have we been saying to you? If we give you a message, which so many are used to, someone give us a message, we would be taking your hands, dipping it in the color in the paint, and putting it on your canvas. Do you understand? Us telling you of the many paths of possible probability, like a fortune teller. Fortune tellers, we are sorry, but they disempower you, because there's many paths of possible probabilities, and reality is always in motion and movement. You see, when a fortune teller or someone tells you something, it can be they can only see one or two particular paths. Yes, but reality, motion, movement, shift, other paths of potentiality. You as a human creator being, forgetting you are that, will only think what the seer told you, and then you lose the other paths of potentialities by you, the creator being, just taking in what they said. And then you lose the other potentials that may be even better for you. So we say to you, rather than ask us, we say to you to take this call of information to say to you, what would you like to do as a creative being of your heart? Yes, what would be joyful for you to try to do, to create, to make upon your canvas, to weave in your tapestry? And the beauty is, if you do not like it, you can try something else. You see, creative being, try something else. Oh, the angels, we say to you, the angels are locked in perimeters, beautiful, powerful beings. They come in service for all of you that are creator and forgetting, see, playing their part. They cannot do the things that you do, to go here, to go there, to have a love, to have a job, have a vacation, you understand? They are in service merely. It has been forgotten, making them bow so grateful and powerful, and lose your own empowerment, yes, to understand they come to serve you. But all of you are the creator beingness that have the freedom and the ability to try different things that the angels and masters cannot, you see? So you stand, we say to you, in your creative beingness, what would you like to do next? And if you do not like it in your creative beingness, you will try something else, yes? To paint in your picture or weave in your tapestry that is joyful for you, or that you would like to then experience. And that is the beauty of being a creative being in creation, to express, to explore. Yes, to experience, yeah. To say yes, to say no. I like it, I do not. What will I experience next, yes? So that is why we shall not answer in this way, but in this wider expanse to empower her, yes.
Yeah, and I was just gonna say too, just to add on to that, when she gets the numbers from you, or from Audrey, sorry, then she can, you know, bring to mind whatever it is that she wants to manifest as she is reading her numbers.
Yes, and apply those. Oh, you are so beautiful when you understand it is not us, yes, the dude. You are so, we thank you, Lara. But we say exactly, she can apply that energy to what she would use, the energy, the numbers as the paints, yes, as the tools of creating whatever it may be. Apply that energy, the numbers hold, to create what she would like. That would be the next step for her, you understand, as a creative being, rather than always to say, someone out there, tell me what I am to do. Do you see the disempowerment in that? That was the old way of playing, you understand, of experience and expressing. But there's a new way to get in concordance, to get used to, out of the old habits, yes, that will come, say, out of one's mouth as old habits, yes, familiar with them, of act, react, speak, you see? So this is totally to view things from a different perspective. That's why the help, the assistance, yes, to get to a new way for acting, reacting, thinking, yes? So
there's a question from, I hope I say your name properly, Theta. And they're asking, are there any blocks I need to remove to connect to my I Am presence?
We shall say to you, beautiful one, this is why our channel, we want to say to you about our channel. Our channel was living a life, being a wife, a mother, a friend, a daughter, all of this, you see, always living by her heart. Yes, helping others, no matter what was going on in her life, you see. But then to be Audrey Light Language, soul architect, to understand energy engineer and the such, because there is a need to help creation and others to be able to do things that sometimes, no matter how far one can go, sometimes there's things that cannot be captured. Thusly why healer to the healer that our channel is, and to all, you understand, because even healers sometimes need assistance, yes, to reach certain things or certain places, or cannot rewrite the Akash, you understand, or have permittability to deliver certain things to people, remove certain things to people that this channel of ours has. So rather than to say to you, oh, we are going to see this in this block, we say to you, everything is multi-layered, you understand? If she could understand what we were saying about with all of you, that there will have many aspects, galactic worlds, cosmic, dimensionally, the worlds upon Gaia, many of yous that there are simultaneously that have generational lineages, that have experiences, unconscious, subconscious, all of this that is huge. So when you say to us to look for a block, do you know how many it's huge when we see you, that we see so much? There is too many that we cannot say in words to you what it is, because things are multi-layered and tied in, so to say, bleed through each other. This is why when one receives the work, it is beyond the words to say or story to say, and to getting into, seeping into the multi-layers. Yes, when you think of a liquid and it's on one paper, what does it do that can fall through to all the papers and the pages? You understand? So the same bleed through in many ways. So we will not pinpoint one thing, because it is many things that are connected and bleeding through and tied together to remove and get out of the way. Yes, when she has said to bring the higher self in, what did channel say earlier? She said these works are important because they clean those things out of the way, disentangle, move them out of the way. So then that light pours in more and more, and that connection more and more, because you cannot bring that in when you are maintaining old beliefs, old paradigms, old habits, parasitically plague infected, yes, generational things, the list goes on and on. So that is why this time given within the no time for those who can get on board to move those things out of the way, because to be in resonance with the new and stand as a pillar in their godhood, they cannot bring those things with them. Yes, that is them standing in all that light back in their godhood. That is what the higher self is, you standing in your godhood of your essence of your beingness expressing through the physical. Yes.
And can I just add, if you are asking the question, are there any blocks I need to remove to connect to my I am presence, the answer is yes. Because if you were fully connected to your I am presence, you wouldn't be asking that question, right?
There would not be, so to say, certain experiences that would be had still and that are going on in the human experience. Remember, this is a lockdown in this experience, in the bigger picture, what is not spoken of, that hold many repeatedly trying to break through, but then it will throw something else at them. Yes, to keep them, the bright lights, from being tired, being worn down. Yes, that is why channel says that pinpoint of the bullseye, no matter what is happening, to keep going to that point. Yes, because there is much going on in the system, just as yourself, you understand, a beautiful bright light, but things occur, things happen. Why? Again, as channel likes to say, because of the fishbowl, yes, that are you within, that is not a clean, clear fishbowl, yes, but one that has many things that are going on with their own agendas, wanting to keep their old stories and batteries to support them, painting an agenda that they believe for others to not be empowered to understand really what is going on, for them to stand in their power. Because if many will stand in their power and the realization of the truth, then that will extinguish them ever more quickly, and they do not want that to happen. Yes, this is a process that is beginning. Yes, but if more could be on board rather than distracted, it can move ever more quickly. Yes.
Awesome. So thank you.
Many factors involved there, not only say because of her not doing certain things to make that connection, but say outside forces that can throw things in to want to keep one, to have another, so to say, a hurdle to jump over, so to say, you understand? Right. So these works helpful in all those respects. Yes.
Yes. Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Shall we return you to channel now? Beautiful Lara, shall we?
Yeah. Awesome. She is a he.
Thank you. Yes. Yes. We thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay, now it's Audrey, so now it's me. So.
Yay, Audrey's back, you know. It's a great question too, though, Thea, that I was just thinking to myself. Like, I haven't asked a question like that in a long time. So it's like, you know, if you're asking a question like that, then yeah, there's more work to be done to connect more, maybe more deeply. But you're always connected, but your focus is not on the connection. Okay, so remember that too. You are always connected. There's no disconnection, but we're focused on other stuff.
Yes, that's the illusion about being disconnected, because it's source. It can never be separated from itself. But this experience, illusion, game, adventure into separation, where you say source, separated part of itself to play in duality, polarity, lower density, right?
Yeah. And the belief system itself. Too.
Yeah. Say again?
And the belief system too. The belief that I am disconnected.
My
husband's making noise in the kitchen.
That's okay, because because creation wanted to explore itself as that. Remember we said the portions of it that played so deeply, they forgot. We have other forces here, right, against us that do not want this to be accomplished. And that's why it is so important to be empowered, to be nourished, to receive works that can help you, because you do have other forces that want to maintain their agenda, you know, those ones that played in forgetting. So that's why you have the snake eating its own tail, which is a ridiculousness, but the energy is eating its own self. When people say, what's happening to the energy? Well, it's eating its own self up, right? Parasitically plagued, infected, needing to support itself with others that are connected, because it forgot it travels so deeply from its connection with creation. So we are here to pull that snake's tail out of its mouth, because that's a ridiculousness, eating its own self, right? Thusly, we say, it will go back to be remade in creation as we continue on remembering and knowing what we are and being it in our essence of our being and taking part in the new, you know, rather than the future that didn't play out well at all. You know, one does not want to find themselves by not doing work, by not being aware, by not being in resonance to play on a new platform, playing out the old future. You know, this is an opportunity for them to jump those timelines and not go down that old future path that is happening. We are witnessing what happened. You know, we've come back to assist those who can get in resonance to be with the new creation, you know.
Awesome. Thank you. And I was just going to say really quickly too, that when Audrey does your numbers, you know, and this is what she does for me, I'm sure she does the same thing for everybody. It's not just the numbers, but the light language, the beings of light that come in, and whatever else that she sees, you know, in your field or that you require in that moment. So it's not just the numbers, even though the numbers are a key part of it. And for me, that's the most important part, I have to be honest. But it's a whole holistic approach in the session. It's, you know, she looks at everything. So,
and the thing is, that's beautiful, is while they're there in that moment, we're human, right? I'm here. I'm live. I'm not just recorded. Whatever's going to come up in that moment for a question or being moved within them, if they're crying, laughing, hey, I want to talk about this now, or I'm thinking about this now. They have that opportunity too. That's why I make it 90 minutes. So we have a lot of time. You know, I say go, you know, after we do the numbers, I say go to the restroom. They can take a drink, whatever. Then they come back. So it's broken up in portions, and we're sharing and talking in the midst of that, which, I'm sorry, a book and a recorded thing cannot give you live interaction where we're laughing, talking, giggling, crying, whatever needs to be. Because for me, this is making yourself accessible as a Christ did, right? To the people, heart to heart, soul to soul. We are acting in this right here, what we're doing right now. This is the new day's beingness right now that we're experiencing when we are open, loving, talking, sharing, you know what I mean? With each other. That experience is a priceless experience beyond the things that they're also receiving. You know, I'm sorry that a book and a pre-recorded thing cannot give one. And that's why it's beautiful. And I keep doing the lives, you know?
Exactly. Because I love live.
That would be lost within it. Because for me, you can make plans and think about what you're going to do. I used to do that when I first began. When you become in that moment, that could all go out the window, you know? So I love the beauty of the moment, you know, like we have a theme, but we go with, Alara even knows, like sometimes the people want so much stuff, whatever. And I'm like, because you know me, you're like, all right, when we show up in that moment, we're going to see what comes forth in that moment, you know?
Yeah.
So to me, that's the best way to go about things, you know? So every time it's different, it's not like a script. La 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 la, every time everybody's receiving the same thing on every show I go or whatever, right? Every show is different because I'm coming in the moment whatever comes through, and we're live in the moment of what's happening. No?
Yes, exactly. So I was just gonna ask, does anybody else have any other questions or comments that they'd like to share with Audrey before Neo decides, you know, he wants to play?
Can I just say thank you?
Yeah.
Welcome.
Yes,
You're welcome, Linda. You're welcome. It was good that you went to sleep, because we were talking about sleep gets you out of your mind, right? So there's not questions and chatter, right? So the high energy puts you to sleep, so it just works on you and you receive without the questioning and all that. So it's beautiful, you know. That was a good. Sometimes yeah. people go to sleep, they yawn, you know. Mm-hmm. So that was.
I yawn a lot. It's, you know. So there's a question here. How many weeks or months do you have to wait before you can have a new set of numbers after you had your first set of numbers?
Everyone moves at their own rate, right? Because they intuitively are feeling that, right? Within themselves. So some will do it in a couple days, a couple weeks, a couple months. I would say don't wait, because everything, like you say, Laura, is moving so quickly now, right? So to say, oh, I'm going to wait 8, 9, 10 months, a year or more. No. Come sooner than that, because then you can have the process to assist you while everything is moving so quickly that you're there, you know, you're on top of it, you're yeah. with it, you have it even before maybe certain things will happen, that you're prepared to be able to better handle in all these changes, you know, and such. So you're yeah. not swept. That's what my work a long time ago it told me, Audrey, there's going to be a tsunami of energy that is coming in. If they will do these works that you're bringing forward, for them it will be as if they acclimated. So when they go into the water, it's not such a shock. But if they do not do these works, it is as if they pick them up and throw them in a cold body of water with a big shock, right? Trauma to the system. But if people would do these works, that's why you see a lot of people out there, they're not okay or well, whatever. If you do these works, it helps acclimate you a bit, so you ride through it a bit more smoothly and with support, you know, than those that do not.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. But yeah, you know, I mean, I got my latest set of numbers in August, right? And I'm probably going to do my next set of numbers. Audrey already told me before December. So, you know, before the end of the year. And before that, it was, I want to say earlier this year or late last year. I don't even remember.
And it's only because you're so busy and I'm so busy, you know what I mean? That we have to get together in our schedules.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Exactly. But the thing is, if, you know, check in with yourself, it's, you know, I'm very, you know, it's your choice, right? So check in with yourself, see how it feels. Do you feel like you require new numbers? Yes or no, you know, check in. And if so, awesome. This is a great time, because, you know, she's not going to offer it at this price again. I'm going to tell her, Audrey, are you crazy?
Their codes, their keys, their energy, you know, there's many names for it, ascension numbers, key codes, you know, sacred key codes, but their energy that is held, yeah. right? Because if you think of us, like part of my work says control, alt, delete, because we're in a system, it's kind of like a computer, right? A version, you need the upgraded version, right? Remember I said last time, you can't put the big fat to my mom used to have when I was little, I think it was called an 8-track or something. Could any people be on the age bracket that would know about that?
Yeah.
We can't play on the 8-track no more, right? Even CDs, whatever, everything is so upgraded. So this is a system we're within and that we are operating our consciousness through. So the keys and the codes are the upgrade, control, alt, delete, take control, alter, right? Alter what is no more needed. So you delete it, reboot, but reboot to the new, being acclimated with the codes, right? For the system. So it's a lot of different words to try to explain things that are you can't even explain it, because we're trying to grab some concepts that we can understand, but it's so beyond even words and concepts, what is being received, what is being yeah. done, you know what I mean? That we can really grasp, or words that I can even express. That's why people go, wow, right? We talked about that one time, because they're just like, wow, right? You can't put words on this, Audrey. It is hard to describe. It's so beyond words, yeah. you know?
Yeah, exactly. So. It truly is. So, but I mean, if you're asking the questions, you know, go for it. You know, that's all I can say is check in with yourself, you know, do muscle testing if you have to, but just honor your choices, you know, and honor yourself and do what is right for you. Oh yeah. I forgot to mention, Jennifer, that you had said something earlier on, but I think it was a good thing anyways, right? So she had, when you were doing the light language, Audrey, Jennifer had said, I feel a lot of warm energy in my upper stomach area. So that's awesome. And Nikki said, wow, we love that word. I just found out that I have been receiving the mother light language. Thanks, Audrey. Awesome. You know? Beautiful.
And that was when we did that work around the belly button, like a circle around the belly button, between the legs, the coccyx bone,
oh, yeah.
that's generational ancestral releasings, you know, from this life and other lives as well. So that's why she would feel that around there. So needed some more. Remember, this was dipping you in. This was yeah. not going all the way personal, because everyone has their own story, their own needs and things. So it was giving them a little bit of taste of something, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And again, there are not many soul architects out there, embodied Elohim, you know, weaver of codes of creation, whatever you want to call the name, you know, that is this essence. Yes, I'm Audrey Human with you guys, but I'm here in embodiment. I could have stayed out there to do it in the ethers, right? But to be here present to assist here with you, to talk to you and whatever, right? Then someone out there talk to me. Everyone wants to talk to everybody invisible out there and trust the channel, right? I'm embodiment to deliver this to you here with you, walking an earthly life, right? To assist. So who will take advantage? It's not the same as the realms have taught me. They didn't taught me anything, teach me anything. I am this through my heart of my beingness and then turned on to be that ancient one coming in embody to do the works and to assist, you know? So that's why I levitated. That's why all of a sudden doing all these things, because that's what I've come in embodiment to do besides have a beautiful human experience, to assist the field and individuals that come led by their souls around the world to receive these works, you know? This is not like, I went here to do this and boom, ba bing, ba boom. This was a natural occurrence to bring forth, you know, to give hopefully those beautiful ones who come and receive an opportunity and see the truth in it, you know?
Yes. Awesome. So thank you, Jennifer. She said this has been very heartwarming. Thank you. Good. Glad you enjoyed it. Glad it was heartwarming. I'm glad you were able to receive. So that's awesome. All right. Yeah. Just a few more minutes. Anybody else have anything they'd like to ask or say before we go? Yes. Caroline, you said.
So beautiful. Love, 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 right? Thank you for this beautiful joining together. Alara, thank you for allowing me to come with your beautiful family of listeners and the replay and everything like that for them to receive. That is so beautiful. Because again, we're not just talking about what they're going to purchase and get. We're already delivering in all the words we were saying, information, right? Which is energy being delivered onto them, the works that we gave them as well, you know? And then it's on their, say the ball in their court, right?
Yeah.
To then take what we've given for love for them to make the next steps for themselves, you know, or share with others to have awareness to partake in the works as well that will help them, you know?
Exactly.
So thank you for that opportunity.
Awesome.
I appreciate it.
Thank you. And again, you know, please do take a look at the special offer, alara.at/show/Audrey8. Just two offers. Package A is the 4 MP3s and package B includes the 4 MP3s plus a 90-minute session with Audrey for $147. You don't, I'm just going to say, I would get it, but I just got my numbers, so I'm good for
which
now.
They
but I would
get their numbers in that session, right? In the Akash language, to rewrite the Akash and the light language and beings of light. There's so much in,
yeah,
in
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Yeah. So take advantage of that. And thank you, everyone. I will put I know that we talked a lot, you know, but even with the talking, there was a lot of energy being transmitted, okay, during the call. So I know, definitely drink lots of water, listen to your body. You can go back and watch or listen to this again. What time zone is Audrey in? Eastern time. She's in New York City. Right, Audrey?
Yes, Eastern time.
Yeah. So it'll be easy for you, Caroline. Same time zone as you.
But it doesn't matter because I already work with everyone around the world. So I always adjust, like if I have to stay up really late, if I have to get up early, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because the time frames are so different. So they would just, what they would do is, because you have made it that they'll connect with me through Hummingbird to set up the time frame and everything in the day and such. So they would just then tell me, they would look up what time they want, translate it to Eastern time. So we would know, you know, what we're talking about, which day, what time and such, but they'll know
awesome.
When they email me originally and then we go from there.
Exactly. Awesome. Thank you. Thank you everyone. Today is, it feels like Friday. I've been saying this all day. It feels like Friday today, but it's Thursday. So thank you everyone. Until next time, may you continue to be blessed with an abundance of joy, peace, love, happiness, prosperity, and radiant health. Sending you all much love and blessings always.
Much love.
Bye for now.